Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Rabbi Kovacs. We are continuing in Demai, in the last chapter, the seventh perek with Mishnah Beis. Yesterday, when we started Perek Zayin, we talked about being invited to the home of an Am Haaretz and a stipulation that could be made prior to Shabbat. He's going, you know, for Shabbat, and there is a stipulation to be made that what he's going to leave aside on his plate could be cut, be separated for the Meiser, and then the Trumat Meiser, and then the Meiser Sheni could be redeemed, and he'd be able to eat and leave over a little bit. And now in Mishnah Beit, we're talking about Mazgu Lo Etakos, when he poured the wine. So now it's during Shabbat, it's at the meal himself, the Chaver is by the Am Haaretz, and he's giving a stipulation about the tithes in the cup of wine. A cup of wine works a little differently, because you can't just leave over a little food on the plate, because the wine is all mixed together, being a liquid. And the Omer, and he says, the Mepharshim say he should whisper, he shouldn't say this out loud as an announcement, and perhaps it's a words of wisdom to us if we go somewhere and we're not going to eat a certain item, you know, all some sort of chumrah we have or some sort of issue with the host, wherever we are, you're not going to announce that in front of everybody. That, oh, I don't know how well this guy checks his vegetables. I'm not going to eat the vegetables. Person would not say that. So the Mepharshim say he's whispering, the Chaver is whispering to himself this formulation, which is quite similar to yesterday's Mishnah, but applied to wine. He says, Mashani'ati l'shayir b'shuli akos. He says, the tiny amount I'm going to leave in the very bottom of the cup, harehu meiser. That's the start of the meiser. Ushar meiser samachlo. The rest of the meiser is right next to it at the bottom. Zesha siti meiser, this first little bit that I made meiser, it's going to be 1% of the cup. Asui trumat meiser alav, that's going to be the truma on the rest of the meiser. Remember, by Demai, we're worried about the trumat meiser. We know the Am Haaretz separate truma, it's the trumat meiser, and the other meiserot we're worried about. But the meiser rishon, he could drink, and the meiser sheni, we're going to see he could be redeemed. As the mission continues, Meiser Sheni Befiv, he says the Meiser Sheni is in the mouth of the cup. He's going to be able to drink it, and he redeems that Meiser Sheni onto some money that he has back at home. Now, he's not actually touching the money, it's Shabbos, but some fraction of a silver coin he has back at home can soak up the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni, which normally would be taken to Yerushalayim. So then eventually this Chaver is going to take that silver coin he has back in the house to Yerushalayim, when it's not Shabbos, of course, and buy food and eat it with the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. So this whispered magic formula here allows him to separate out the Trumas Meiser and leave it in the bottom of the cup, so he's not over the Isser of drinking Trumas Meiser. He uses this combined with yesterday's Mishnah, where he stipulates before Shabbos that when he gets to the Am Haaretz on Shabbos, because remember, we can't separate the tithes on Shabbat itself, but he's giving this advanced stipulation, which was allowed to fix up Demai, which was a Derabbanan obligation. It was a Takana, so they allowed him to make this stipulation before Shabbat that he's just going to leave over a corner. He's going to leave over the little bit of wine and the dregs, the Trumas Meiser, to allow him to not consume Trumas Meiser when he's by the Am Haaretz. Good. Mishnah Gimel. Shifting tack again, poel she'enu ma'amin l'bol habayit, a worker who's working for an Am Haaretz. He's not sure the Am Haaretz has separated tithes. Notzo grogeret achat, and he takes one dried figs. Now what's going on here is these dried figs, they've already been harvested. They've already been, their malacha is done. There's gemar malacha. So they're chayev in truma and meiser. We know that Am Haaretz did take truma, so now he's pressing these figs, or he's doing something with these figs that are a finished product, so they're chayev and meiser. So he picks, the worker wants to fix up these figs so he can eat them. So why is he eating them? Well, because it's a pasuk in Devarim, Perek 25, pasuk 4, lo tachsom shor bedisho, do not muzzle the ox during the threshing. And we learn out from here, in Bava Metzia, we talk about this. There's a whole perek HaSochar Sepolim about when you hire workers, you have to feed them. This is a Torah obligation if people are working with food. If you hire somebody to work with food, depending, you know, it's Gedule Karka, we talk about this in the Gemara, you have to feed them. You can't have them working with food and they're not allowed to eat any of it, so you give them their lunch. You know, if they can't eat what's being offered, then the Balabayas, who's hired them, has to provide them with lunch. So you can't muzzle your ox during the threshing. So this man's allowed to eat from some of these grogrot, from some of these dried figs. So to tithe them, he picks up one fig. Ve'omer zo v'teisha baot achrecha. This one fig and the nine next figs, asuyot meiser al tishim shenicho. These are the meiser on the 90 more figs that I'm going to eat today while I'm working. Zo, and this one, this first fig, asuyot trumas meiser lehim. This one fig is the trumas meiser on the next nine figs, which are the meiser rishon, and that's going to be the meiser, those 10 figs together, the meiser for the rest. Meiser sheni bechrona. The meiser sheni is the last 10 figs he's going to eat. Mechula la maus. And he has a silver coin at home. It's a bimachalo, the kedusha. Soak up the kedusha of the meiser sheni. Then I'll bring the coin to Yerushalayim. Vechayshech grogeris echad. And he leaves over one fig. So he eats 99 figs and leaves over that one trumas meiser fig that he designated first. So that comes out the Trumas Meiser, and then he's going to go give that to a Kohen to fulfill the obligation of giving the Trumas Meiser. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo yachsach, mipnei shehu memayit melachto shel bal habayis. This is an amazing concept, Rabban Shimon. He says he shouldn't leave over a fig, rather he should buy one extra fig from his employer. You know, he'd go to the company canteen, the company lunchroom, and buy an extra fig. And that extra fig he's going to give to a Kohen as a Trumas Meiser, but he should eat all 100 figs. Why? The Bartner explains. He's not going to be as strong and have as much energy if he doesn't eat the proper amount of his lunch. Now, the 90 figs is lamashal. He eats what he needs to do the work. This is his energy supply during the day. So if he doesn't eat what he needs to perform the work, he's not performing enough work that he's been hired to do. And this is a klal gadol. In employment law, employment halacha today is you can't take extra breaks at the expense of the employer. You can't be, distracted by other things on the phone, etc., while you're being paid by the hour. Now, there are certain customary tolerances for being off task. That's the official jargon. There's, the minhag is people aren't fully engaged all the time. But to go sort of, to take extra, it's stealing from the Baal HaBayis who's paying you by the hour if you're going above and beyond the normal breaks and the normal lunch break and the normal expectations of productivity. So that's part of this, is eating enough to actually do the manual labor that was required of him. Rabbi Yossi Mer Lo Yachshek, he doesn't have to go get an extra fig. Rather, there's 100 figs in total, and he's taking one home to give to a Kohen. Neshu Tanai Bezdin, because it's a condition stipulated by the court. The same Bezdin that's enacting Demai says, listen, when there's a Demai issue by an employer, the worker is allowed to take that one home, and that one fig comes off the ledger of the employer. And this is where they get the famous expression, he doesn't even give a fig. So apparently he had to give the fig. It was a Tanai Bezdin. Shkoyach Rabosai. To be continued tomorrow.